Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Hello, listeners. This is episode 83 of Art Talk. I want to talk about art and grief. In January, after a massive stroke, I lost someone very close to me, my partner. With that, I experienced a numbness, also because I walked on adrenaline when it happened. I was actually with him and was quicker than anyone could be. Unfortunately, the damage was severe, and on January the 23rd, he passed away peacefully. I had no idea what came over me. Organizing everything, making sure everyone involved was happy with how things went. And then, after February 4, a big hole. It then became apparent he was gone. And the grief came in a big, overwhelming gulf over me. Grief is a weird one. It comes in waves. And I knew this because more people dear to me passed over in the past. I found myself incapable to paint portraits that show the true inner beauty of the people. So I started to sketch things. An edible eraser on a mirror. A little piece of a branch I found on the street after a storm. A few leaves. Just things. Trying to focus and ease my mind. A friend wrote me, a wise friend said to me when I was unable to paint after my mom died, "Of course you can't paint. You can't have a conversation with painting when you're having a conversation with grief. Go easy on yourself and give yourself space." A very wise advice, and she's right. I can't have that so necessary conversation with the portraits. Someone asked me if I painted aggression out of my system. But I don't feel that aggression. I feel grief. I'm sad on the inside. So I looked at her and said, "No, I never paint with aggression, only with love to get the beauty out of people or animals or nature. I can't paint that way, but some artists can and do." So I asked myself how other artists deal with grief. A famous painting of Van Gogh, Sorrowing Old Man at Eternity's Gate, 1890, is a painting that shows a man sitting with his head in his hands in despair. Julio Romero de Torres, 1895, he painted a scene of a young woman who passed over. It tells how we can perceive death in different ways. Frida Kahlo frequently painted her losses and despair, often almost too straight in your face to look at that pain. Edvard Munch also painted emotion in grief and loneliness. We all know The Scream, but also Weeping Woman, a woman standing next to her bed, naked and with the head bent, implies she weeps because you don't actually see tears. The last artist I want to mention is Tracy Emin, who also creates very personal work with pain, grief, and loneliness. Art can be a great vehicle to express our pain. And Frida Kahlo is, to me, the one who expressed that throughout her life. Her work is often so confronting that, for me personally, is very hard to look at. It is deeply personal. And to show that to the world, I almost feel an intruder of her suffering. That energy is too dark for me. But at the same time, I have a great admiration for her personality. Her power and determination are something we all can look at. As a musician, I always loved Mahler. And Mahler, for me, is the one who expresses grief in a deeply emotional manner. He also lost a child, by the way. Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, or the second, is nearly 90 minutes long. It contemplates life and death on a cosmic scale, opens with an inexorable funeral march, and culminates in an ecstatic hymn of resurrection, one of the greatest of all music climaxes. I started painting again. I can have conversation with my portraits again. Slowly, I get there. And I would advise, if you can paint or not, find or try to find something else to express yourself, like I did with just sketching things. And now I decided to sketch things because it's good to sketch things. It's good for your focus. It is a great help to release the emotions, and it has shown that creating releases the stress, that also grieves in a very quick way. Thank you all for listening. I have a few nice interviews or conversations on the way, and hopefully I'll continue with our talk more frequently again. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.